Australia's world first social media ban for kids under the age of 16 is fast approaching, with the list of platforms which must comply from December the 10th growing. But here's the question. How much do you know about the platforms already on the banned list, which now includes Reddit and Kik? Well, Dr. Erica Mealy is Senior Lecturer in Computer Science at the University of the Sunshine Coast. What happens on platforms like Kik and Reddit? How do they work?
So with these ones they've just brought out, they're really trying to nail down that social interaction, and it seems like they're targeting streaming platforms. So Reddit is a slightly different kettle of fish because it's really like a bulletin board, the old bulletin boards that were around when we were kids, when we were online. Honestly, I've been heard many times to call Reddit the toilet of the internet. There's a lot of really unsavory content that happens on Reddit. I was surprised it wasn't in the first round of ones named. But Kik is more a streaming platform. And so it's about users being able to reach really large audiences, broadcast live and share their messages. And I think the live part is the really problematic part because it's very hard to protect our kids when it's live. But it's kind of also interesting because there's some really big players in this space that haven't been included that are very similar to Kik that's just been included.
And also Amazon-owned Twitch, that's a very popular video streaming platform, sort of similar in some ways to YouTube or Kik. Do we know why it's currently not on the government's list?
The best we can tell at the moment seems to be its Australian-based popularity, but they have been at pains to say that it is a dynamic list. But it is confusing to me why online gaming has been particularly carved out when we look at the motivation for this bill. And I mean, we all want to protect our kids. That makes a great deal of sense. And we're looking at some of these addictive behaviors, you know, the doom scrolling and sitting there on your phone and antisocial, and why it's got a carve out, particularly for gaming, which is why Twitch hasn't been included, it's suggested, and also why Discord, which is another messaging app, hasn't been included, it's suggested. It's a really muddy place to be. And I'm a parent of two teens, so like I'm in the midst of this with everyone as well. And I feel so bad for those parents who don't even have the same kind of knowledge as me. Because if I'm confused, I'm sure there are a lot of parents who are very, very confused.
And yesterday, the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, played down concerns that the ban on under-16s could diminish connections between kids and their friends. Let's take a listen.
This isn't a comprehensive prohibition or ban. Young people will still be able to interact on messaging platforms. They'll be able to search the internet for information. They'll be able to use online gaming platforms.
What do you think about that?
My concern is that we're looking at protecting the mental health of our young people, and online bullying is not something that's happening publicly. So that's in the shadows, that's in the private messages. And, you know, I work for a university with a very large regional footprint, and I really worry about our kids that are outside the metropolitans, because we do know that they do use some of these social media type platforms to seek assistance and support and connection when we're talking about rural, regional and remote kids. So it is a concern where we're drawing lines and why we're drawing lines. And the other side for me is, why are we taking agency away from parents? I know it's a muddy area. I know that I'm super privileged to have the knowledge I do, but in other countries particularly, we're still giving parents the agency, whereas in Australia, it's not like, you know, laws to do with alcohol, where there is some ability for parents to have a bit of control. We've taken this completely out of parents' hands. And I think it's been put together super quickly because it's a big problem, but I don't know if we've found the right solution yet.
And just briefly, Erica, one of the other platforms is the gaming platform Roblox. Can you tell me a bit about that? That's not on the list?
So that one's specifically not on the list, which is an interesting one because it does have some interaction mechanisms. It has streaming like many of the others do, but it is a very popular game for kids. There are, and they have come out and said that there are different controls coming in for platforms like Roblox. And, you know, the platform makers behind Roblox are very keen to protect our kids, and they're bringing in controls about adults not being able to contact kids to try and prevent grooming and these kinds of things. But again, it seems to still have this kind of broadcastable, public-like sharing. So it is very close to the edge. And I think eSafety has really said we're on notice, or that company particular is on notice. It could fall straight into it.
Dr. Erica Milia, thank you.
Thank you so much.